Yes.
Praising the name of Jesus.
That's right.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God, my Lord and Savior.
Jesus Christ. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. The presence of our senior pastor, Elder Scudder. The presence of Elder Stephen Scudder, Elder Rashad Morganchen, Elder Mother Willie O. Scudder.
Yes.
Minister, Jesus help.
That's
awesome. Everybody, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I love everybody. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Jesus. I thank Jesus. I apologize. Thank
That's
Jesus.
All right, Jesus.
Jesus, help me sing. I think you're going to help me.
All right.
Jesus. I just want to sing this song.
All right.
On Wednesday night, Mother Johnson came to me and she gave me this little book, this hymn book. And I had been listening to this hymn, you know, over and over again, but I didn't really look at all the words.
All right.
And I was like, Jesus, I thank you.
Yes.
Because I truly believe the Lord, He prepares you
yes.
for everything. And yes. I was like, she just gave me this thing on Wednesday. I thank Jesus.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes. 'Tis so sweet right. to trust in Jesus. Just to take Him at His word. Another verse that says, oh, how sweet to trust in Jesus
just to trust his cleansing blood.
Yes.
Just in simple faith to plunge me neath the healing, cleansing blood.
Yes,
'tis sweet to trust in Jesus.
That's right.
Just from sin and self to cease. Just from Jesus simply taking life and rest and joy and peace. Then it says, I'm so glad I learned to trust thee. Precious Jesus. Now you've got to have a relationship with Jesus and the Savior.
Right.
Precious Jesus,
right.
Savior and friend.
Yes.
And I know that thou art with me.
Yes.
Whatever I go through, I know that thou art with me.
Yes.
And will be with me until the end.
That's right.
And then the chorus says, Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him. How I've proved him over and over. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus. Oh, for grace to trust him more. I thank the Lord. I just thank the Lord for that song. Because really, you've got to trust Jesus.
Right.
You know, when we talk about fighting, you got to trust Jesus.
Right.
This is not your fight.
Right.
You know, this fight has been going on before you even got here.
That's right.
The fight started when Lucifer said, I will be like the Most High.
That's right.
And you just coming on the scene now. The fight has been going.
That's right.
And the fight will end victoriously with the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
But you got to choose whose side do you want to be on.
Right.
The winning side with Jesus.
Right.
Or you want to be with the loser, Satan.
Right.
You know, so we have to choose. It's a choice.
Like
Evangelist Warrington said last night, we should. But do we?
Right.
You know, and that's the thing. It's a sweet life to trust in Jesus.
Yes, it is.
But do we trust Jesus?
Right.
You know, do we do it? Do we trust Jesus?
Right.
You know, and it's you have to prove Jesus over and over and over.
Yep.
When Jesus proves himself to you, he does it.
Right.
Yes, he does.
And it strengthens your faith.
Yes, it does.
You know, and you got to go through something in order for Jesus to prove that he's able to do something for you.
Right.
So that means he's got to put you in some situation that you really don't like.
Right.
You know, and that's when I need Jesus to prove himself to me.
Right.
Yes, yes.
You know, every time you get up, every time I get up, before the saints.
Yep.
I need Jesus to prove himself to me.
Right.
It's personal.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
You know, prove over and over and over again,
right.
Jesus.
Right.
Yeah, I need you to prove yourself to me right now.
That's right.
You know, and it's okay.
Yeah.
You know, and today we're going to talk about, you know, our theme is holy women fighting to keep Jesus' gift, the Holy Ghost.
That's right.
Thank you, Jesus. And it goes right along with our church theme, which is keeping the gift, perfecting holiness. Perfecting holiness,
right.
I like to say, in me.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Perfecting my holiness.
All right.
You know, I got to learn how to live for Jesus, live holy for Jesus.
That's right.
And it's very personal.
That's right.
And we're coming from Titus, the second chapter. Let's start at verse 11 and go through 15. And it says, for the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world.
Right.
Looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ,
That's right.
who gave himself for us
That's right.
that he might redeem us from all iniquity.
That's right.
And purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works.
Right.
These things speak and exhort and rebuke with all authority.
Right.
Let no man despise thee. Thank you, Jesus. And I just thank the Lord, because when you talk about how to live for Jesus, everything is spelled for us. It's spelled out right in the Word.
Yes. Right.
Right in the Word. Like what we just read, it gives us step-by-step-by-step instructions.
Yes.
On what we need to do, because we got to be, amen, doers of the Word. We don't want to be hearers and readers.
Yep.
We want to do it.
Yep.
We got to put it into action.
That's right.
So everything that we just read, it tells us what we need to do
right. In
order to fight,
yep.
to keep the gift.
Yep.
Hallelujah, Jesus, the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
And in verse 11, it says, for the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared unto all men.
Right.
And I thank the Lord Jesus Christ for this right here. Because it says, for the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared unto all men.
Yep.
So that means that there's nobody that the Lord has not extended the invitation to salvation.
That's right.
Okay?
That's
so the grace, so everybody is given a measure of grace.
Yes.
And that grace is unto salvation.
Yep. Yep.
The Lord Jesus Christ wants you to receive salvation.
Yes.
So there's nobody that cannot receive salvation.
Right.
Right. Because the grace of God that bringeth salvation has appeared unto all men.
Yes, it is.
And he said, I thank the Lord for Paul's testimony, because he said, this thorn in my flesh.
Yes.
That you know, a messenger of Satan to buffet me.
Yes.
He said, I just want you to take that thing away from me.
Right.
You know, and the Lord Jesus Christ had a response for him.
Yes, that's he did.
He said, my grace is sufficient for thee.
Yes.
He said, the measure of grace that I've given you is enough.
Yep.
It's enough.
Yep.
So that measure of grace that's in verse 11, that it says that grace of God that bringeth salvation has appeared unto all men.
Yes.
You got your own little cup of grace.
Yep.
I got my cup of grace.
Yep.
We all have the grace
that
bringeth salvation.
Yep.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
So we can be saved.
That's right.
And it's possible for you to live for Jesus.
Jesus.
It is not impossible.
Jesus. That's right.
Because that grace that bringeth salvation has appeared unto all of us.
Yes.
So the first thing that we have to do in order to fight is, we got to get in the race.
Yes.
I mean, you can't fight. If you don't have salvation, then there's no fight in you.
That's right.
You have no fight.
Yep. Yep.
You have no power to fight.
Jesus.
You know, the power is through the Holy Ghost.
Right.
Yes.
The Lord Jesus Christ said that, you know, you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you.
That's right.
So you need Jesus.
That's
you
right.
got to have Jesus
That's
in
right.
order to have the power
That's
to
right.
fight.
Yep.
That's it.
And what are you fighting for?
Jesus.
If you don't have Jesus, then you know you already belong to Satan.
Right.
You know, so you got to you have to receive salvation. That's
right.
the first and most important thing.
Yeah.
That's right.
You can't, you know, do not, you can't move forward.
Right.
You can't move forward. You can't do anything
right.
until you receive that initial thing in verse 11, salvation.
Right.
You got to have the salvation.
Exactly.
Now, when you have salvation, you have all the power that you need in order to fight and win.
Yes.
And win.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Now, verse 12, it says, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly. I thank Jesus. So, when we look at denying ungodliness, it says to refuse or to reject anything that is sinful, wicked, or not like Jesus.
Right.
You got to refuse it.
Yep.
And the thing that we brought out, thank you, Jesus, in our workshop today is that the fight, it's within me.
Right.
That's right.
I'm not fighting against anybody else.
Right.
I'm not fighting against you or you or you.
Right.
I'm fighting me.
That's
this is my fight in myself.
That's right.
The enemy in my mind.
That's right.
I'm fighting against my own will.
Right.
You know, my will wants to take me to hell, believe it or not.
Yes, it does.
My will wants to take me to hell.
Jesus.
And if we look at just Luke 22 and 42, when the Lord Jesus Christ was preparing, he was going through a period of testing.
Yep.
And he gave us an example to follow. You know, he said, saying, Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me.
Yep.
Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done.
Yes.
And this is what we have to go before the Lord constantly.
Yeah.
Constantly.
Yes.
Lord, if it be your will, remove this because I don't want it.
Right.
I don't like it.
Right.
It's not comfortable.
Right.
You know, I don't want this thing. Just like Paul, he said, you know, if you could just remove this thing, this thorn that's in my flesh, if you could just take it away from me, Jesus.
Right.
You know, but the glory of the Lord would not be revealed.
Yes.
You know, but he said that my grace is sufficient.
Yep.
So whatever the Lord has given you, whatever affliction the Lord has given you, whatever the Lord has given you, his grace is sufficient.
Yes.
You cannot say, well, if I only didn't have, if I only couldn't, if I only didn't. No, but you have it.
Yeah.
You know, you work with it.
Work with it.
You ask Jesus to help you in it.
Right.
Help me.
Yes.
You know, I want to serve you, Jesus.
Right.
You know, so if you truly have a desire to serve Jesus, he is able to, he's able to help you.
Yes, he is.
In your affliction.
Yes, he is. Jesus.
You know, we mess it up.
Jesus.
Because we don't don't know.
Right.
And our way may not be the way of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Right.
So what we can do, and it's so simple, is just to trust Jesus.
Right.
In the fight.
Yeah.
In the fight.
Because
sometimes I want to fight.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I can't fight because I can't fight Satan.
No,
I can't fight the enemy.
No.
But Jesus, the Jesus within me, is able to keep me from falling.
Yeah.
And is able to present me falling for his presence with exceeding joy.
That's right.
He knows.
Yes, he
knows what I have to go through.
That's
but
right.
I got to lean on Jesus.
That's right.
I got to lean on Jesus.
You,
and I got to be able to just trust that I don't know. I don't know how it's going to work out. I don't know how it's going to go. I'm not in control. I don't have the solution. All I know is Jesus. Jesus is all I know. And Jesus is all we need. You know, so if we could just stay in that place of Jesus is all I need. Jesus is all I need. I don't need... I just need you, Jesus.
Right.
You know, if we could just rest on his promise.
Yeah.
You know, just rest on the promises of Jesus. And just grab a promise. And just rest in that promise. Know that he will do it. You got to believe for yourself.
That's right.
You know, it's personal. It's a personal thing. And I just thank the Lord because, you know, a lot of the women were sharing, you know, some of their... You know, the issues and the things that they struggle with. And it's like, we all have a thing.
Yes, we do.
We all have something that we struggle with. And I can't say that mine is worse than yours.
Because
I don't know.
That's
all
true.
I know is my experience
in
me. You know, I just know how the thing that is in me.
Right.
And it's bad.
Yeah.
You know, and my thing is bad.
Yeah.
So I don't know how your thing is.
Right.
You know, but I just thank the Lord because I mentioned it to the saints before and I tell you, you can go through a low place, a dark, low place.
Mm-hmm.
And I thank the Lord because the Lord took me there.
Jesus.
I mean, well, no. The Lord did not take me there. I took myself there.
Right.
I took myself there. Okay?
Yeah.
And it was such a lonely place.
Jesus.
It's a lonely place.
Jesus.
When you want to carry the burden.
Right.
It is lonely.
Yes.
And it's dark.
Yes.
And you feel forsaken.
Yes. Yes.
And you feel destroyed.
Right.
Yep.
Jesus.
You know, I told the saints, I would get down on my knees, and it was bitterness.
Jesus.
It was anger
Jesus.
And bitterness.
Jesus.
It had taken control of me.
Right.
I, you know, and I would get down on my knees.
Yeah. Thank you.
And I could not call the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
I could not call the name of Jesus. My helper.
Yep.
The name of Jesus was gone.
Right.
Hey, thank you. Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus.
But the fight.
Yes.
The fight.
Yep.
Now, I can't fight nobody.
Right.
I can't fight nobody.
Right.
But the fight was within me.
Right.
The fight was in my mind.
Right.
The fight had to keep me on my knees.
Right.
I couldn't get up.
Yep.
And I thank the Lord for that song that Elder Stephen sang.
Jesus.
You know, I got to stay out at the altar until my change comes.
Till I change.
Yes. And I mean, you literally down on your knees.
Yes.
And you can't say Jesus.
Yes.
Because the anger and the bitterness is so deep within you that you cannot call on your helper. But the fight is that you stay there. You cannot get up. You stay right there. Now I got down on my knees and I could not call Jesus. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. And I came back. I had to keep coming.
Yep.
where your help is. Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And my help was in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. But I couldn't call on my help. Hallelujah. But I knew Jesus was able to deliver. I knew Jesus was able to deliver me. Thank you, Jesus. And I had to stay there. Thank you. And I had to stay there until he delivered me. He didn't deliver my soul at the doctor's office. He didn't deliver my soul at work. He didn't deliver my soul at the restaurant. He delivered my soul at the altar. Hallelujah. 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 And I may not have been able to talk about it. I might not have been able to say it out of my mouth. But I knew Jesus understood. He heard me. Call on his name. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Yes. You got to stay there. Yes. If you want deliverance, yes. Deliverance yes. is in the name of Jesus. Right. At the altar. Yes. And you got to bring all your stuff. Yes. You got to bring all your bags. Yes. Hallelujah. Yes. You got to bring every bag with you. Yes. And you got to let Jesus take it.
Yes.
Yes. Jesus, here's my bag.
Yes.
Here's my bag.
Yep.
I got about 10 bags, yep. Jesus. Help me with all of my bags. Jesus. But Jesus is able.
Yes.
He's able to deliver me from all of it.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. But I tell you what, you got to wait.
You
got to wait on Jesus.
Yes.
Jesus is able to deliver you.
Yes.
But you got to trust
him. Yes.
Because he says, he's so sweet.
Yes.
And I thank the Lord. Because that song is so sweet.
Yeah.
Because I had to learn to trust Jesus. I was in a place where I had no control over anything. There was shame there. There was anger there. There was bitterness there. Thank you, Jesus. And it's like you exposed in front of everybody.
Right.
You know, and it makes you want to run and hide.
Right.
Yeah. You know, but you gotta just call Jesus.
Oh, yeah.
You gotta stay there, and you can't care what nobody says. Nobody, I don't care who's looking at me. I need Jesus.
Right.
The office for people who need help.
Right.
You can't care
right.
about nobody else. This is personal.
Yes.
And you need Jesus.
Yep.
And only you know when you get to that point
yes.
where you need, when you always need Jesus, right. but sometimes you need him in a special way. When you're going through something,
yes.
when you're going through
yes.
that thing,
yes.
you know that you just really don't want to talk about it,
yes.
but you can pray about it.
Yes.
You know, just tell, let Jesus know.
Yes.
Let Jesus fix it.
Yes.
Cause I'm sorry. Sometimes I couldn't even talk to people.
Right.
You know, I couldn't because it was the bitterness in me.
That's right.
You know,
that's right.
And sometimes it's better not to say nothing.
Yeah.
Just don't say nothing.
Right.
Just keep your mouth shut.
Because
if you open your mouth and say something.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. But I just thank the Lord because, you know, we can go through situations and we can say it was your fault.
Yes.
It was your fault.
Yes.
It was your fault. Wow. Kansas fault it is.
Right.
The devil got in
yes.
you, though.
Right.
So you have to understand. It don't matter about who fought it. You have to live holy.
Right.
You know, you have to live holy no matter the situation.
That's right.
No matter what people do, no matter what people say, I have to live holy.
Right.
I still have to live holy.
That's right.
It says denying ungodliness. Bitterness.
Yep.
All that ugly, nasty
yep.
stuff.
Yep.
It's ungodly.
like, I'm rejecting ungodliness in somebody else.
No. It's your ungodliness. It's when the enemy, you know, when the Lord allows me to be in a situation of test.
Right.
And I fail.
Jesus.
Because I do what I want to do.
Right.
Because it's my will.
Yep.
And if we could just remember Jesus, where he just said, nevertheless, you know, not my will, but thy will be done. Because my will is that I would not go through this.
Right.
But if the Lord has put you there,
yep,
his will is that you go through this. So you're asking Jesus to do something that's not in his will. He said his grace is sufficient.
Yep.
He already has given you the grace that you need to go through.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. So if we get back to Titus. Thank you, Jesus. First of all, verse 11 says that we need salvation. Salvation is always first. Then verse 12, it says we got to live holy. And not only do we have to live holy, but it says we have to live holy in this present world. Right now.
Right now.
So, you know, a lot of times you hear, and it's a worldly, it's the doctrine of devils.
Yeah.
It's the philosophy of the enemy.
Yeah.
You know, where the devil will have you to say that, well, I'm in my flesh. So, you know, the Lord knows, and I'm in the flesh, so the Lord knows. No. If you have the Holy Ghost, you have the Holy Ghost, then you have what you need to live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. No matter what your thing is. And we all got things. But Jesus has given you the power to be able to live holy in this present world.
That's right.
You got to live holy now.
Jesus.
You can't be like, well, I'm gonna wait till Jesus. No, you're not gonna make it.
Right.
You gotta make it in with Jesus.
Right.
So but he said you got to live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world now.
That's right.
You gotta live holy now.
Now.
Jesus has he's able.
Yes.
He's able to take you through whatever it is. Jesus is able.
Right.
And then it says, verse 13, looking for that blessed hope. And the glorious appearance of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ.
Yes.
So we got to keep the focus on Jesus.
Right.
That's right.
Jesus is the main thing.
Yes.
Keep the main thing, the main thing.
Right.
I thank the Lord.
Right.
Jesus, keep the focus on Jesus.
Right.
You got to keep your eyes on Jesus.
Right.
And if you start looking at my bags and start opening up the bags and digging in the bags and pulling stuff out of the bags. Leave the bags alone.
Right.
Let Jesus, just give the bag to Jesus. Just zip it up.
Yep.
Give your bag to Jesus.
Right.
Let him take care. Let him prove himself to you. Over and over and over.
Yes.
Let Jesus prove himself to you. How he's a deliverer.
Right.
How he's a savior, first of all.
That's right.
And that he's a keeper.
Yep.
He's a healer of affliction.
Right.
He's able to heal. Just ask him, Jesus, prove yourself to me. I got this bag.
And I need
some help with this bag.
Right.
It's a heavy bag because I keep trying to carry it.
Jesus.
Lord, please help me to let go of my bag.
Yes.
Lord Jesus, help me.
Yeah.
Lord Jesus, serve you in the beauty of true holiness.
Right.
Jesus,
yeah.
Take away the bag from me.
Right.
And if I gotta carry, if I gotta have the bag, you carry it, Jesus.
Jesus.
You carry the bag,
Jesus.
He said that he would do it.
Jesus.
That's the word.
Yes.
But we got to remain focused on Jesus.
Yes.
Verse 14, who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity, and to purify unto himself a peculiar people. Zealous or excited to do good work.
Right.
So, you know, when the Lord delivers you, and I just thank the Lord because You got to be excited.
Hallelujah.
You got to be excited
right.
to do more good
yeah.
for Jesus.
Right.
You
right.
know, it was a big thing when the billionaire gave like the millions of dollars to the school and everything, and you know he bestowed this gift
right.
on the students,
right.
and he said, pay it forward,
right.
pay it forward.
Yeah.
So when the Lord bestows His gift
right.
on you, that is it's precious.
Yes,
it's worth more than. Yeah. $40 million.
Jesus.
There's no price.
Yes.
And he wants you to pay it full.
Yes, he does.
I mean, he don't want you to take his gift and go sit somewhere.
Right.
You know, he don't want you to do that with his gift.
Right.
He wants you to pay his gift full.
Right.
Now, what are you doing for the kingdom?
Right.
What is your kingdom work now?
Right.
You know,
right.
what is the thing that you are doing to show
yes.
Jesus that I appreciate the
right.
gift
right.
that you have bestowed
right.
upon me?
Right.
I mean, where is your excitement?
Right.
You know, thank you, Jesus.
Right.
I'm so grateful. Do you understand? I love to call the name of Jesus
right.
now.
Yes.
Do you know, I know what it's like not to have that name to be able to come out of my mouth.
Yeah.
I know what it's like to have so much anger and bitterness.
Jesus.
And it's like you're almost blaming Jesus
yes.
because he didn't answer my prayer.
Jesus.
You know, but he said his grace is
yes,
his grace is sufficient.
Yes, thank you.
I mean, you know, what else you want? You got the grace. He gave it to you.
Yeah.
His grace was enough. So you know, but we gotta make sure that we show the Lord Jesus Christ how excited we are
yeah.
for the gift that He has given us.
Right.
And that's really for me personally
right.
what drives me.
Yeah.
It's because I was in a low place.
Right.
And I understood that I never want to be there again.
Yeah.
You know, so my joy. The joy of the Lord is my strength, right?
Yes.
So I want to keep Jesus happy.
Yes,
Lord Jesus,
yeah.
whatever you want me to do, I'm a slave.
Yes.
I'm a slave to you, Lord
That's
Jesus.
Right.
Whatever you want.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Over here, over there. Yeah. Memorial Day, traffic, driving, 2.5, 4, end up 3-4 hours.
Mm.
Whatever.
Whatever.
Yeah. Whatever it takes. I want Jesus to be excited about me. Thank you, Jesus. Because I'm excited. I'm thankful. I'm so grateful and thankful to the Lord Jesus Christ for deliverance. And the Lord, you know, for me personally, the Lord saved me when I was 17. And, you know, what you go through by the time you're 17? Not much. Right? So the Lord had to take me through something.
Right.
Yeah. But in taking me through something, He showed me
yeah.
who He is.
Right. Right.
You know, so that, yeah, He showed me who I am.
Right.
So, and like somebody said today, yeah, know your triggers.
Right.
Know your issues.
Yeah.
Know them. Because when you see them,
yeah.
you better call Jesus.
You better call Jesus.
You better call Jesus.
Yep.
Because it can come back up in you.
That's right.
It can come
yeah.
back up.
Jesus.
You know, you delivered,
yeah.
but you got to stay delivered.
Yeah.
You know, you got to fight.
Yes.
And you got to endure. You know, the race is not given to the swift or the strong, but the one that endures. You got to go all the way.
Right.
All the way through
right.
with Jesus.
That's right.
And your testimony from, you know, 40 years ago or whatever, you're going to have a new testimony.
Right.
The Lord got to renew that testimony.
Yes, he does.
So just know
yep.
that when you go through a thing,
yep.
that's not the only thing.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
Because you gotta, the Lord, yeah, yeah. He gotta make you.
He's making you.
Yes. He's strengthening
yes,
you.
Yes, He is.
He's teaching you how to lean
yes,
on
he
Him.
Is.
He's teaching you how to trust. trust
yes.
in him.
Yes.
You know, we got to wake up. In Romans, the 13th chapter, it says, verses 11 to 14, it says, and that knowing the time, and that knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep, for now is our salvation nearer than when we believe. So you got that testimony from eons ago, but knowing the time, you got to wake up out of sleep. You know, when you think about sleep, sleep is a period of unconsciousness. You're not conscious. The world is still going on around you.
That's right.
But you are unaware of what's going on.
Right.
You don't know. You're completely, you're in this false state of peace.
Right.
But there could be, there's chaos going all around you.
That's right.
Okay? But Jesus is saying, you got to wake up.
Wake up
out of sleep.
That's right.
Your salvation is nearer, meaning Jesus is coming back.
Yeah.
And he's coming back. Like when you first learned about Jesus, and now your salvation is nearer than it was when you first learned about who Jesus is.
Right.
So he said, you gotta wake up.
Right.
You gotta wake up out of sleep.
Yeah.
It says the night is far spent.
Yes.
The day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness. And let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk honestly as in the day. Not in rioting and drunkenness. You don't know what's going on. Not in chambering and wantonness.
Yeah.
I can't do nothing. I can't go nowhere.
Right.
Not in strife and envy and always mad at somebody.
Right.
Somebody doing this to me.
Right.
Somebody doing that is always somebody else.
Yeah.
How come it's always somebody else?
Right.
I mean, it's never you.
It's never you.
You know what I mean? Like, the fight is in me.
Right.
It's always you. It's always me.
Yes.
No matter what I go through,
that is
always me.
Yes.
I'm the problem.
Yep. Yep.
I'm the problem. And you just gotta look at it. It's me. Because I'm mad. You know, I mean, whatever. People do whatever they do, but. But what did I do? It says, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ. And make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. Make not provision for the flesh. Okay, that means that I can't make excuses for the flesh.
That's right.
I can't set it up so that my sin is okay.
Right.
You know, I'm setting it up.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I'm making it so that my sin is okay.
Right.
Well, they did this to me.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
They did that.
Right.
So I'm going to do this to them.
Right.
I'm
going
to do this. You know, but no. We cannot make provisions for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. The lust. The lust of the flesh. The lust of the eye. And the pride of life. Why I have the lust of the flesh is of no concern.
Right.
But you have it.
That's right.
Why I have the lust of the eye is of no concern. Because I'm making provisions for the flesh if I care about why.
Right.
It doesn't matter. You have it. Now what are you going to do?
Right.
And then the pride of life, my pride.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. You got to do something different. Insanity, you want to do the same thing over and over, and you expect different results. No, you got to call on the name of Jesus. Do something different. You always doing the same thing. Blaming somebody else for the fight. Blaming something else. You're going to get the same result.
Yes.
Not Jesus.
Nope. Yep.
You're making provisions for the flesh.
Yes.
If you would just stop it. And that could be a trigger for you.
Yeah.
You know, like you got to know what your trigger is.
Right.
My trigger, and if I say I mean, so I have to own that. I like to blame other people when really it's me. Okay. Jesus, this is my bae.
This is my bae.
Help me, Jesus, to understand that it is me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. I can't deal with what nobody else is doing. The only thing you can do for other people is pray.
That's all.
All you can do is pray. I thank the Lord. I've learned. I'm learning.
Amen.
You can't control people.
You cannot control
grown people. I own it, but I don't want to keep it. You know, it's a thing that I struggle with, but I don't want to keep it. You know, I want Jesus to deliver me from that. So I have to learn how to pray and not to sit there and try to fight or to, you know, whatever. You whatever your thing is, you gotta deal with it between you and the Lord Jesus Christ.
Right.
You know, you gotta deal with it. Because he's telling you, put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes.
You gotta put on Christ.
Yes.
I gotta put on Jesus every day. I gotta put on Jesus. I have to choose to put on Jesus and not make provisions for the flesh. Because you wake up on the wrong side of the bed, you know? And you could just be saying a whole lot of things. But no, make not provisions for the flesh. He says, wake up out of sleep. And the wake up is understanding. It's being aware of who it is that needs the help.
That's right.
That is me.
That's right.
It's me. I need help. And you know, if we could just wake up and get that understanding that it's not everybody else. It's not my bag. But it's me. Because my will is that I want to be in my bed. And I want people to feel sorry for me in my bed. You know, I do. I want people to, you know, but no. He said, don't make provisions for the flesh. You got to stay focused on Jesus. And you got to choose to live for Jesus. Then he said, after he redeemed you, he basically pulled your soul out of hell.
Right.
Once he pulls your soul out of hell and you glad about it, and you want to do more for Jesus, then he says in verse 15, these things speak and exhort and rebuke with all authority. Let no man despise you. Don't care about what nobody got to say.
Jesus.
Holiness is right. Hallelujah. Holiness is right. If you're not saved, you're going to hell. These things speak and rebuke with all authority. With all authority. Jesus Christ has given you a message. He has given you a testimony. You have your own personal testimony. I just gave you like a piece of my testimony. But he said these things speak and rebuke. That means when you see the enemy, rebuke it in the name of Jesus. With all authority.
All authority.
When you see that enemy, rebuke it. And that enemy again, is it somebody else?
No.
Where is it?
It's
in me. When I see that enemy, I gotta rebuke it in myself. I gotta, it's my thing. And the fight again, it is in my mind. It is against my will. It is against my will to want to live for Jesus. When you think about it, self, the will of self is to please me, to do what I want to do. But I got to please Jesus. He said his will is that all men be saved. So he's given us that measure of grace.
Yes.
And I thank the Lord for that song, because it says, oh, for grace to trust him more. And I was struggling with that because the Lord, his grace is sufficient.
Yes.
He's given us all the grace that we need.
That's right.
And whatever situation that he's given us, we have enough grace.
Because
it says, oh, for grace. If I could just have a little bit more grace, Jesus. No. My grace is sufficient.
Right.
His grace is enough. So whatever you got to go through, his grace is already sufficient.
Yes.
But you don't have enough faith.
That's it.
You need more faith.
Jesus.
You need to be able to believe in the thing that you can't see.
Right.
You got to be able to believe that the victory is there in the name of Jesus. You need more faith.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, if I could just have more faith, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
And how do I get more faith? Through testing.
Yeah.
Do I want it? So you're going to have to go through
something.
We're going to have to go through things.
Yes.
We have to, and we're going to have to fight
yes.
to keep that name
yeah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
And you want to be strengthened in your faith.
Right.
So if you want Jesus to strengthen that faith, mm-hmm. know that the time of testing is going to come.
Right.
But that you have the victory in the name of Jesus.
Right.
And if you could just wait
yeah.
and get on your knees.
Yeah.
And like Evangelist said, if you could just stay there.
Yeah.
Even if they turn black.
Yeah.
Stay on your knees.
That's right.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Ain't nobody supposed to see your knees no way.
Right.
If you're doing it right.
Right.
They won't see the knees.
Right.
Thank you, Jesus.
Right.
So, if we could just wait on Jesus.
Yeah.
At the altar.
Yes.
Just trust him.
Yes.
That he has it in control.
Amen.
Yep.
Because, you know, that control freak.
Yep.
Wanna get it all in control. I'm going to handle this.
Yep.
I'm going to handle it. I'm going to do it. But no. Sometimes you just got to walk in the blind.
That's right.
But you got to know that Jesus is leading.
Right.
That Jesus is in control.
Yep.
He's able to keep me from falling.
That's right.
And to prevent me falling. But I can't just sit there.
Yeah.
I got to be busy about either seeking Jesus
right.
or living for Jesus.
Right.
So I got to, if I'm not saved,
yep.
I got to be busy seeking after him. That's
right.
on my knees.
Right.
If I am saved, I got to be busy trying to stay holy.
Yeah.
That's still on my knees,
right.
too.
Right.
That's on my knees.
Right.
And whatever Jesus will have for me to do.
Yep.
Man, I can't, every time when Jesus like, come on, sister, come on, you going to do this. Complaining. Oh, we got to go here again. I got to do this.
Right.
I got to do that
right.
again.
Jesus.
You know, that's not what you're living beneath your privilege.
Right.
You're living beneath your privilege
right.
when you complain about an opportunity the Lord has afforded
right.
to you.
That's right.
He gave that work to you. And he wants you to do it with joy.
Yes, he does.
He said that he gave himself for us.
Yes.
That he might redeem us from all iniquity.
All of it.
And to purify
yes,
unto himself
Jesus,
a peculiar
Jesus.
People.
Yes.
Different people.
Yes.
That are zealous of good works. You got to be excited. You got to be excited for everything that the Lord has for you
Jesus.
To do.
Yes.
I'm going. Thank you, Jesus.
That's right.
I'm excited, Jesus. You got to be excited
yeah.
about whatever Jesus has for you. And if you don't feel equipped to do it, know that Jesus will equip you.
Right.
When the time is necessary,
yeah.
he will equip you for whatever it is that you need.
Yeah.
He will give you the words to say.
Yeah.
He will give you what to do,
right.
how to carry yourself.
Right.
He'll give it to you.
Yes, he will.
But and sometimes you just have to go.
Right.
When Jesus say go, you just go.
Right.
And you don't know because you're not in control.
Right.
And that's okay.
Right.
Because 'tis so sweet
yep.
to trust in Jesus.
Jesus.
Just to take him
yes.
at his word.
Right. That's right. That's right. Beautiful.
Jesus.
Beautiful, beautiful.
At this time, we're going to offer the opportunity for one, if there be one that does not know who Jesus is.
All right.
We want to give you the opportunity to try Jesus, to trust.